RTL Original Podcast.
Hi there, I'm Stephen Stepslow, and welcome to the second episode of Show Tunes, where, much like its distant cousin Song 2, we are setting about finding hidden gems behind the recording of our most beloved TV show theme tunes. Now, a little backslapping here, and a wee bit of thanks too. This pod is enjoying a run at number one in the charts, which is as surprising as it is pleasing. Thank you. That's good going for a pod that a colleague codenamed Nightshade describes as being just a show about programmes you watched as a kid, which is both right and wrong. Anyway, to today's featured theme tune. If you've never talked into your watch or done the sound effects to Knight Rider's kit, then have you ever lived? This is surely one of the very best and most recognisable themes ever made.
Shadowy flight into the dangerous world of a man who does not exist.
The theme tune for Knight Rider, composed by Stu Phillips and featured in the show's opening credits, is iconic for its synthesizer-heavy sound that perfectly captures the 1980s vibe. Phillips wanted to create a sound that matched the futuristic feel of the show, which centered around a talking car, Kit. The music was crafted using early synthesizers, which were becoming increasingly popular at the time. The main theme is characterized by its catchy melody and rhythmic drive, designed to evoke a sense of adventure and excitement. Phillips drew inspiration from the show's concept, aiming to blend action with a sense of coolness that would resonate with audiences. But even he couldn't have known the level of impact both the show and the theme would have on popular culture. The combination of the electronic sounds and orchestration contributed to the show's distinctive style, making the theme memorable and instantly recognizable. Its popularity helped solidify the show's place in pop culture, and the tune remains a nostalgic favorite for many fans today. Here are some interesting, maybe interesting, could be interesting facts about Knight Rider. The show first aired on September 26, 1982, and ran for just the four seasons until 1986. The lead role of Michael Knight was played by no other than David Hasselhoff, who became a pop culture icon due to his role in the series, partly because of his hair, both on his head and on his chest. If there was no Knight Rider, there'd be no Baywatch, and perhaps more pertinently, at least in Hasselhoff's mind, the Berlin Wall may still be standing. Kit, otherwise known as Knight Industries 2000, the talking car, was a modified 1982 Pontiac Trans Am. Its advanced AI and features were central to the show's appeal and likely did good numbers for the chief stakeholders too. The series was created by Glenn A. Larson, who also worked on other popular shows like Battlestar Galactica and Magnum PI. Both of these will feature in later episodes, incidentally. The voice of Kit was provided by actor William Daniels, who is also known for his role as Mr. Feeny in Boy Meets World. Daniels was initially reluctant to take the role because he didn't want to be known just for his voice work. He ultimately agreed, and his performance became a defining feature of the show. Kit was given a personality that was both witty and sarcastic, adding a layer of charm to the show. The dynamic between Michael and Kit became a beloved aspect of the series. The show was known for its impressive car stunts, including jumps and high-speed chases. Many of these were performed by professional stunt drivers. Knight Rider has spawned several spin-offs, including a 2008 reboot and a short-lived animated series in the late 1980s. The show has had a lasting impact on popular culture, inspiring references in various media and even had a successful video game. The popularity of the show led to a wide range of merchandise, including toys, models, and even a line of kit cars. I had one. And to be honest, I wish I still did. Knight Rider remains a beloved series, often cited as a classic of 1980s television, and continues to have a dedicated fan base. The Knight Rider theme has been sampled and referenced in various songs over the years, showcasing its lasting influence. Here are a few notable examples. Knight Rider Without the K by The Jizzer. This track from the Wu-Tang Clan member includes elements inspired by the show, capturing its essence in the lyrics and vibe. Kit, The Knight Rider by Rocco and Dons. No, I didn't know it either. This electronic dance track features samples from the original theme, blending it with modern beats. Kit by Denzel Curry. In this track, Curry draws on the show's themes and Kit's persona, giving a nod to the iconic series. Knights, with a K, of the Round Table by The Hood Internet. This mashup includes samples from the Knight Rider theme, mixing it with other hip-hop tracks. The theme's catchy melody and recognisable sound have made it a popular choice for sampling in various genres, particularly in hip-hop and electronic music. Its cultural impact continues to resonate with artists today.
Michael Knight, a young loner on a crusade to champion the cause of the innocent, the helpless, the powerless, in a world of criminals who operate above the law.
The Knight Rider theme is considered iconic for several reasons. The main theme features a memorable melody that sticks with the listeners. Its blend of electronic and orchestral elements make it both engaging and easily recognisable. The heavy use of synthesizers was cutting edge for the early 1980s, perfectly aligning with the show's high-tech premise. It helped convey the advanced capabilities of Kit, the talking car. The music evokes a sense of adventure and excitement, capturing the spirit of the series. It sets the tone for the action-packed narratives and the heroic journey of Michael Knight. Released during a time when synth music was becoming mainstream, the theme resonated with audiences who were drawn to the emerging sound of the era. The combination of the music with the show's visuals, the car chases, and Kit's transformations created a powerful and memorable opening that viewers associate with their excitement for the series. For many fans, the theme tune evokes fond memories of watching the show during its original run, contributing to its lasting legacy and cultural impact. The theme has been referenced and parodied in various shows, movies, and commercials, solidifying its place in pop culture. These factors combined to create a piece of music that not only defines the show, but also remains a beloved part of 1980s nostalgia. The show's creator, Glenn A. Larson, was inspired by the success of The $6 Million Man and wanted to create a similar concept with a high-tech vehicle instead of a bionic man. Knight Rider showcased advanced technology for its time, including features like voice recognition and a turbo boost. Many of these concepts influenced real automotive innovations in subsequent years. While Knight Rider explored themes of vigilantism and justice, often showcasing Michael Knight taking the law into his own hands, it also sparked some controversy with the authorities concerned about would-be vigilantes springing up. Despite its high-tech premise, the show's budget was relatively modest. This led to some creative solutions, including reusing certain sets and car chase sequences, paving the way for future series featuring high-tech visuals and AI, influencing everything from Transformers to later action-adventure shows. It certainly ranks among the most iconic television themes of its time. Its catchy melody, innovative use of synthesizers, and the ability to evoke nostalgia contribute to its lasting appeal. Many fans of 1980s television regard it as a classic, alongside other memorable themes like those from Miami Vice and The A-Team, but you'll have to wait for future episodes to get into those. Thanks for having returned to Show Tunes. We hope you've enjoyed a little trip down memory lane. I am off to slide across a bumper or two, and barring any long-lasting injury, we'll be back with another classic TV theme tune next week. Don't forget to hit subscribe, drop us a rating, and if you deem a theme worthy of mention, get in touch and let us know. Show Tunes was researched, written, voiced, and produced by me, Stephen Stepslow, for Today Radio. Thanks for listening.
Every moment, RTL.